This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Commons Cast. This is our weekly Q&A with the Dean. I'm Jaden, and I'm here with Dean Grisolfi. Firstly, how's your day been so far?
My day's been great. Thank you.
Okay, that's great to hear. So we're going to start off with a pretty light question. So as we all know by now, the historic Peabody campuses, I mean, it's really just beautiful to look at each and every day. But my question for you is, what's your favorite house, like your favorite residential house on Commons, aesthetically speaking, and why?
Aesthetically speaking, no one has ever asked me this question before, so I don't actually have a ready answer. I'll tell you that I really love the entrances of the historic residences. And so in particular, the ones I see most often on when I'm walking between my house, and then I have an office in Wyatt because I'm a professor in teaching and learning. So a lot of the time, the route I take, I go sort of up the stairs, and then I go in front of Memorial and in front of East House to Wyatt. And so I always really admire the entrances of East and Memorial. They look really inviting to me. A lot of the time, they have rocking chairs on them. So those are some of my most frequently seen. But I have to say, I also really love the upper quad where Murray, Sutherland, Crawford, and Stambaugh are. So it's more the space than the building per se, but those are the two places I find myself loving the most.
Okay, that's good. That's interesting. I personally also do like, even though I live in Stambaugh, I do like how the more historic residences look. Mm-hmm. So moving on to our next question. So at this point in the year, sometimes it can be hard to juggle all of one's academic and social demands, and sometimes it's like they can seem to be snowballing on top of each other. My question for you is, how would you, when you have so many, you know, demands and events and stuff and you have to miss something, how would you recommend managing that sense of fear of missing out?
That's a really good question. So the first thing I would do actually is a trick that I learned, which is to not just schedule your obligations, but specifically schedule the things you're going to do on your like actual calendar. And so, you know, I think for myself for a long time, and I think for a lot of people, you sort of get the things on your calendar that's like a class or a meeting, a thing that another person is showing up for. And then you decide, I'm going to do the other things in the blank spaces. And so the blank spaces don't have very much structure. And so sometimes you're not using your time that wisely. And one of the things you can do when you start to feel overwhelmed is actually to say, what do I have to do? How long do I think it's going to take me to do those things? And literally, when am I going to do it? And for me anyway, that brings me, like, it automatically brings my blood pressure down a little bit, because instead of everything in my head and like getting all worked up and getting frantic, now I actually have like, articulated a plan and I can see what's possible. And so then usually what goes in there are the things that are either obligations, right? Like I have a paper due, or, you know, like, or something that you feel like you really need to do for yourself. So for me, I schedule in my calendar when I am going to exercise, and I do it actually weeks in advance because people can see my calendar and put things on it. And if I don't do that, I will end up with no time to exercise. And not only is that bad for my like mental health, it's actually, I'm getting kind of old. And so it's kind of bad for my body. Like my back will start to really hurt if I haven't gotten enough exercise. So everyone has those different priorities about what goes on there as obligations. But then you're like, okay, well now there's these other things I'd like to do. What can I do? And so sometimes you really have to say, like, just because I talk to my kids, but I give them the language of want to versus have to. And what we talk about in my house all the time is, you know, you really need to do the have to's before you can do the want to's. But I think sometimes people feel like they have less time than they do. And so if you look in your calendar and you say, when am I scheduling in the have to's, the things I have to do? Now, what's the list of things I want to do? Is there time? Probably there's a lot more time than you realize. Now, how to prioritize in the want to's, like what do I give up and what do I not? I think everyone decides that differently. My advice would be that when you've, especially if you're in a busy time, the things that you maybe don't have to do, but you want to do that you should prioritize are the things that bring you some kind of joy. And it's okay to say, I can't do this thing for someone else because I need to prioritize my own joy. It's hedonistic if that's all you do, but if that's part of your decision-making process for like the extra things, that would be my recommendation. Find the things that bring you joy.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. And speaking of your kids, that brings me kind of to our last question today. So as the Dean of the Commons, you live in the Dean's residence right beside Hank. And I just want to say like that, like I imagine when you're with your adult peers, you know, your friends, your family, that's maybe something about your life that's pretty unique, you know? So how did you decide when you of course took up the job as a dean, how did you work through moving in? How did you decide how to do that? And what's your favorite part of living there?
So it is unique. I don't know. I mean, well, I know 15 other people who have this situation, right? The other faculty heads. But generally, yeah, it's pretty weird to live on a college campus with your young children. And people find it, I get one of two reactions from like non-affiliated adults. One is, that is awesome. Or that is crazy. Why do you do that? Like there's no in between. So how do we manage it? You know, it just feels like everyday life to us now. This is my fifth year as Dean of Commons. And so it just feels normal to us now. But it didn't feel normal at first. That is for sure true. And my kids were a lot younger. They were 6 and 8 when we moved in. I mean, they're 10 and 13 now. And so it's just a different thing. But when they moved in, we did as a family talk a lot about how to behave in the dining hall. How to behave out in public. And, you know, I care a lot about manners. And so it wasn't a new conversation about being polite, but it took on a different kind of urgency because, you know, the kids were visible in a way that they were not visible in Trader Joe's if they happened to be rude, like no one knew who they were. And so it felt really urgent to me that they be on their best behavior. And I have to say, especially that first year, it actually, so I was worried. I was very anxious about the whole thing. Not that I thought my kids were like rude kids, but they were little kids, right? But actually this completely unanticipated, amazing thing happened, which is that, so they were polite, especially to the folks in the dining hall, because that's mostly who they would see, right? Like they're not in many of the other spaces on campus. And they got so much positive reinforcement for being polite. Like, all kinds of grown-ups told them, you are so polite. You are such a pleasure to meet. Like, it's so great to talk to you. And like, literally all they were saying is, may I please have an extra chicken tender? Like they weren't doing like wild things, but they got so much positive reinforcement that instead of like their mom and dad being like, you have to say please. And you know, they actually saw the benefit of looking people in the eye and saying please and thank you. And like, even on a brave day asking like, how are you doing? Because that's kind of scary for a six-year-old to ask an adult. So it ended up being this thing I was anxious about. And actually, I didn't need to be anxious about it. And in fact, it worked in the opposite way. I was worried that it was going to be, this visibility was going to be a problem. And in fact, the visibility became an asset because they got all this positive feedback that they wouldn't have gotten. And I do think my kids are like, they're pretty like obnoxiously judgmental now, I should tell you, about other people's behavior in the dining hall. So they'll notice if students aren't saying please and thank you, and they'll be like, why is that person being so rude? Like, right. Yeah, we should always say please and thank you. So that actually has gone pretty well. What do I love about living on the commons? I love, there's a lot that I love about living on the commons. I have a lot of social energy, so which you kind of need to have if you're a dean of commons. And so I really love seeing people that I know. I love that people just generally say hello. I really love when I know something that's going on in someone's life and they like update me about it. And that kind of casual social interaction brings me joy. It really makes the campus feel like home in a way. It doesn't feel like home as a professor a lot of the time because you're sort of just coming in for your classes and you know a small group of people, but the campus itself doesn't usually feel like your place as a professor. So I really love the connections that I make with students on campus.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate you sitting down with me for our Q&A. Again, this is me, Jaden, with Dean Grisolfi. And stay tuned for the Commons Calendar.
Hey, it's me again, Saria, and I'm back with this week's Commons Calendar. As always, there's so much going on this week, and you definitely don't want to miss out on anything. First and foremost, if you haven't registered to vote, this is the best time to do so. Vandy Votes and the Vanderbilt Law School Voting Rights and Advocacy Society will be tabling outside of RAND today at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in celebration of the National Voter Education Week. If you have time, you should definitely stop by. Check your registration, sign up for election reminders, and have your other voting-related questions answered. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm somewhat of a book lover. So today from 12 p.m. to 2 at Common South Patio Lawn, there will be a little library launch to advocate for banned books. As always, if you're free, come join for the kickoff of Banned Books Week, an annual celebration of the freedom to read that draws attention to banned and challenged books and highlights persecuted individuals. Refreshments will be served, so you definitely don't want to miss that. As always, the BCC is having their weekly Project Save drop-in advocacy services from 2 to 4 p.m., so stop by and get informed. We all love a good dance. Vandy Ballroom is hosting their free beginner-level ballroom dance classes every Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. in Branscombe Studio. No partner or previous dance experience is required. There's no dress code or, as I said, no previous dance experience, so you guys should stop by. You need a study break? Join Crawford House for Crawford Hive today from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. As always, you can't forget about Hank Ingram, so come join them as well for their weekly study break from also 8:30 to 9:30. You're stressed, I'm stressed, we're all stressed. Join East House for a post-exam distress retreat from tomorrow from 8:30 to 9:30 at East House Lobby. Tomorrow, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., an accurate and affirming inclusive medical illustration by educator and medical illustrator Katij Tesloff will be taking place at Butcher Call 206 along with free food. Well, that's all for this week's Commons Calendar. As always, don't forget to follow us at mycommons.life and always tune in for next week's Commons Calendar. Well, bye!
Now we're going to kick off the Human of the Commons interview. It's your host this week, Maria Balhara, and I'm sitting down with Christiana Ajibare from Chicago. She's studying computer science and lives in Hank House. Hi, Christiana, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm well. I wanted to ask you, first of all, what is your favorite class so far at Vanderbilt?
That's a very good question. My favorite class right now at Vandy would probably be Greek myth, because it's kind of like a fictional class where we talk about Poseidon, Zeus, and so it's kind of interesting to see how the myth relates with the modern world right now and how it relates with other religion. So it's kind of very interesting and cool to see.
That's interesting. I didn't know they had a class on Greek mythology at the school. And your professor is good for that class?
Yeah, she's very good. She explains so well. And then she gives us quiz, you know, to help us catch up and stuff like that. So she's very great.
That's awesome. You need a good teacher for a hard class like that.
I know, right?
And on the note of favorite things on campus, do you have a favorite dining hall?
A favorite dining hall?
There's so many.
There's
I know.
So many, but like, no. Okay. I'm going to say EBI.
Okay, for why?
Because they have like, the first time I went there, they had like a really good, like good chicken. And I really loved that. And fries were so good too. So yeah, because I mean, I would have said Rand, but like Rand is getting like the same thing every time. So I'm like, I don't know. But EBI for me now.
I used to go to the Mediterranean stand at Rand, and mm-hmm. I've gone so many times now that I can't even look at it.
See? So it's like, yeah.
But yeah, they have Roth and also Zeppos. Have you been to those ones?
I've been to Zeppos, and Zeppos is horrible. I'm sorry. Like, I went on a Sunday morning because every dining was closed, and there was nothing in there. So yeah.
So the top for you is EVI.
Yeah.
Got it. And I've heard that you have a YouTube channel you run. What are your videos about?
Okay, so this my YouTube channel is about posting vlogs, lifestyles, fun and vibes. And I post like school videos. I posted my moving day vlog, my first day of classes, and also I have like my like air videos uploaded on there because I figured out that when I was growing my hair out, I didn't have any resources to like lead me on how to like actually take care of my black hair. So I was like, I'm gonna like, you know, create videos on that and also help like young black girls coming up. You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does taking videos take a lot of your time as a student?
Yes, it does. But you have to have like a great time management and time commitment. Like you have to actually set time. Like, I'm going to do 2 hours for this. I'm going to do 2 hours for that. So, to maybe to edit. And because if you don't, you're not going to get any video out. So, that's how I actually like.
Right. You need quality mm-hmm. time. And what device do you film on? Your iPhone?
Yeah, my Android, actually. I use Samsung. So, I film on my Samsung phone. And sometimes people are like, get iPhone so you can have a better quality. I'm going to think about that for now. But okay. For now, I use my Samsung.
Yeah, and that's good enough. Mm-hmm. All you need is a nice, clear video.
Right.
Who do you want to watch your videos? Like, who is your target audience?
My target audience are like Vanderbilt students. Incoming Vanderbilt students, because I'm gonna film a common house right. video and show like different houses, like what they are. Because when I remember when I was coming into Vanderbilt,
you had no idea.
I had no idea what it looked like. It was only one video up, so I'm gonna get that done and upload that soon. And everyone can come, grab a popcorn and just enjoy my video. Yeah.
Right. And on that video idea, I feel like when I was coming in too, I was looking up which house has this, which one's better, mm-hmm. quote unquote better. And there was really like not enough information.
Right. Right.
So you're going to provide us with that.
Right.
Do you feel like you might branch onto different topics for your future videos, or you're going to stay on Vanderbilt related topics?
Of course, I'm going to branch onto other topics. I feel like I'm going to do, like, cooking videos. I'm going to get really into, like, lifestyle videos because right now I'm just, like, really limited because I'm in school. But when I, like, go out of Vanderbilt or, like, graduate from Vanderbilt, I will, like, you know, get into other topics and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like even now you could do... cooking in the Hank kitchen video.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I would help you with that. We would need to like clean the pots. Mm-hmm. It would be a whole thing. I feel like a lot of the students don't cook in the kitchens for that reason, mm-hmm. because you have a feeling that you need to clean everything.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
very time consuming.
You're right.
And even doing dishes is hard enough.
It is hard.
Are you a part of any clubs?
Yeah, auditioned for this Afrobeat dance club. It's called Nalaja Amari. And I auditioned and I got in, and we have been practicing ever since then. I uploaded a video yesterday with them because I did a dance and I got uploaded on the Instagram page.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And I also joined the Black Student Association and the African Student Association. I joined the ceramic club too, but
that's unique.
It's unique, but I had to leave because I'm like, I thought we were going to be using like what do you call this?
Like the spinning wheel.
The spinning wheel. But mm-hmm. we had to like use the baby clays and get them. I'm like, no, I can't do this.
No, so it's not professional enough.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's, I don't even know if it's called a spinning wheel. That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go with that.
Uh-huh. Do you feel like these Black student clubs, you feel like they've been helpful for building a supportive environment for you?
Yeah, they've been very supportive, actually. So we have the BCC in Vanderbilt, and I go there, like, most of the time to chill and relax and to read. Mm-hmm. And it has helped me, like, to, like, interact with other Black students like me.
Right. You know? And what kind of events does the BCC hold?
Recently, we just hold our... The African Student Association, recently we just held our first annual meeting where we everyone met up together. We had fun and we just, like, talked about the recent music and also, like, stereotypes that involves African and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And the dance club that you're a part of, do you guys do competitions or you do, like casual practice on the dances?
I haven't heard of any competition, but right now we are gearing up for like an event coming up. So we're practicing for that and also learning new dances.
So. Okay, great. And so what's your favorite club then? Because you're a part of so many. Or can you even choose a favorite?
Favorite. I love dancing, so definitely Nala Damari.
The dance club. And you have some friends in that club. Or you've made some, probably.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I feel like clubs are a better way to make friends.
Yeah, on they campus. Are, for sure.
But when I went to the rec at the beginning of the year, I joined too many clubs. like at least 10. It was wild.
Oh, yeah. I also joined the wrong club, but I never went because I don't have enough time for that.
And I think a lot of clubs also meet on the same days, like Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you have any clubs on Tuesdays?
I have running club on Tuesday and Thursday, but I can never go because it's like 4:30 to like 5, and I have things to do within that time
exactly.
range.
Well, what is running club about? They just get together to
Yeah, we runs? Get together in front of commons, and then we run. 3 miles, 2 miles.
Is it a student-led club or there's like a faculty member that runs it?
It's a student-led club.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It sounds fun. I'm going to join, I think, next semester for sure.
Next semester. Okay. Because you have a lot going on with the YouTube channel and all of that. And one interesting question. If you had to change the Commodore mascot to anything, what would it be? Because I've heard some things around campus that people don't like the mascot. That's a Commodore. Yeah. So what would you change it to? That's a tough question.
Like the animal?
It can be an animal. Commodore's not an animal, though. It could be anything.
I would like to change this. I don't know. It's kind of like superstitious, but like a unicorn.
A unicorn?
It's so pretty, and I don't know. It's like, it doesn't, I mean, I know it doesn't exist, but like, you know, it just kind of matches well.
I feel like the mascots are always supposed to be something tough. Like Commodores represent something tough. And honestly, I don't understand that because unicorns, perfect. Perfect. Or someone would be like, we should be the Vanderbilt Velociraptors.
Right.
Something tough.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of unicorns. Anything else you want to tell us about you, these viewers listening to the Human of the Commons interview?
I just want to say thank you for having me here today. I didn't get to say my YouTube channel name, so it's Tiana A. It's TIANAH spacebar A, and that's me, and you find me on YouTube.
Is your Instagram handle the same?
Oh, yeah, my Instagram handle is the same thing. It's just TIANAJ _ AH. Oh, that's right, actually.
But you got a unique name, so I'm sure we can find you. And listeners, you can always come hang out with Christiana and I at Hank. Thank you for tuning into the Human of the Commons interview. And thank you, Christiana, for giving us a glimpse of the YouTuber and student world.
No problem.
Tune in next week for a new episode of the Commoncast.
Commonscast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to CommonsCast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.